USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales are coming in better than expected. They rose by 1.3% last month after not changing at all in September. Higher gas prices contributed to a bigger sales number at service stations. The same can be said for motor vehicle and furniture sales. A bus of illegal immigrants from the southern border has arrived in Pennsylvania, and the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kinney, is no fan, saying the illegal immigrants are people, not politics.
It is sad and outrageous that Governor Abbott and his administration continue to implement their cruel and racist policies using immigrant families, including children, as pawns to shamelessly push their warped political agenda. We aren't going to play into sensationalism.
Texas has now sent illegal immigrants to four cities, including New York City, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. The war between Russia and Ukraine continues as the president and the Pentagon respond to the latest attacks, including a missile that landed in Poland on Tuesday. Republican Congressman Brian Mast, appearing on Fox News, discusses his thoughts on President Biden's response to the conflict.
He should have laid that out, that this has been well thought out, not that they're just now sitting in a war room saying, man, I wish we would have thought about this.
We are going back to the moon.
NASA successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket from Florida very early Wednesday morning.
7, 6, 5, four-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1, boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
It will run 25 days, 11 hours, and 36 minutes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Former President Donald Trump announced his bid for re-election in 2024 on Tuesday, which many believe could undermine support for current Republican favorite Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville discusses his thoughts about the bid on Fox Business.
He had this country going in the right direction. He's not a politician. He stood up to the mainstream media. They don't like him. I can understand that, but he stood up for the American people.
As all eyes turn towards Georgia's runoff election in the Senate, Democrats are filing a lawsuit.
Georgia Democrats on Tuesday filed a lawsuit to open up early voting for the Senate runoff election over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, despite a state law that prohibits voting within 2 days of a holiday. Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced last week that the runoff election would be held on December 6th. From the Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni, USA Radio News.
A Denver Broncos defensive player is suing the NFL, ESPN, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the owners of L.A.'s SoFi Stadium. Linebacker Aaron Patrick says he was injured last month during the Broncos game with the Chargers when he collided with a replay official and then stepped on a mat covering wiring connected to the replay system, causing a season-ending knee injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.